Do you want bonus audio?
I think what we've done all day, by the way, guys, is yes and, yes and, yes and now we're just, why?
A cow's life begins, like many of us, as an egg. Squeezed out seemingly at random by the gentle grazer, the cow seems unbothered by its brown offspring.
I had the murder wall, I was trying to figure it out, on my kitchen wall, with names, post-its, string, and the lot.
Is that Brother Pratt?
I don't know how to do things with my mind.
You've got to find a way to do this. I know it's inside you. You're a silver bow.
Come give it to me, buddy boy.
Okay.
And as he approaches me, I'd like to twist his nipples.
I can tell you for definite exactly where the inspiration for Nancy came from.
Go on.
Kethel just swallow it all.
Like a good boy. And
if he does get sliced by the glass, he'll just try and
start it out.
Like, yeah.
Well, join the Royal Britannia Patreon. Available now.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Previously on Roll Britannia. The prize of ours was the key to finding the location of another one of these pieces of eight. Our research suggests the item in question has widespread effects. We have at least learned its possible location. We're headed for an island called Falkrun Bay. You're all snoring away, all of you that is, except for Jeff. You're having a bit of trouble sleeping. The world suddenly goes quiet again.
Master Silverbow, I do have another gift for you.
And as you turn your head left, you see, about the size of a hamster and slightly translucent, an adorable, big-eyed Dumbo octopus. This creature is physically linked with you. Ah, Malus, can I have a word before you head off? I said to you I'd heard you the name Toss Cobble before. Starflower has brought it to my attention that I met another Toss Cobble once.
Who did you meet?
Very similar to you he was in all stature and appearance.
Milo is my brother.
He left something in my possession and he hands you a small scroll. And you have now acquired the wizard cantrip Mage Hand. You hear from your cabin the cry of Longho! On deck, and you see in the distance an island, a formidable looking fort built onto a cliff edge. You'll be heading ashore. I'll say what I said to Starflower. Words of wisdom. Don't fuck it up.
All caught up? Good. Let's get back to the action.
So, you all climb into the longboat and it drops down to the ocean with a splash like a log flume, and you feel the longboat itself start to power itself towards the beach, a bit like a skiff. It leaves a good wake behind it. You're sort of bobbing along on the waves as it powers along, and as you're approaching the shore, you feel it not really slowing down. And it's just continuing to head towards the beach. And it doesn't so much land at the beach as sort of sail up the beach before, you know, all the forces of nature reach a sort of equilibrium.
Like how you land on the boat in GTA, then.
The longboat sort of gently just tips to one side. And you see behind the skiff a sort of new gully in the sand for the sea to race up in its perpetual war against the land. A
couple of quick questions.
Wow.
What is the most fancy beard that you've got in your disguise kit, Jeff?
I would say
roll to if you have any beards, please. Can you roll to see how fancy they are?
Okay, I in my personal opinion, I envisioned that I had at least three beards in my pack.
Okay, let me roll.
Okay,
so I would say
roll a d20 to see how fancy those beards are.
Should I roll?
Oh,
as well?
If you want him to,
yeah. So
yeah, roll a d20, please.
The first one is a natural 20. Genuine.
That's a very fancy beard. I believe you. Yeah, you've got a mighty fancy beard. It's got gold rings in it and all sorts. It's very fancy.
Twiddly moustaches.
So that's beard number one.
Excellent.
Just to let you know, Derek, that is beard number one. Let's have a look at the others.
Oh, so it gets fancier.
Now we've got a natural
business
two,
beard.
So I feel like this is pretty much your old beard that I've grabbed out of the water.
Slight stubble.
That beard is little more than some straw.
Looks sort of dry. It doesn't go with my aesthetic. I like the gold ring.
And then I got a 19.
That one's quite a silky beard as well. It's a good, well-shaped, well-groomed beard.
I think gold rings for this exchange. Don't you? We want to turn up in style.
Derek, do you know what the nicest thing about this particular beard is? Is the fact that this one is actually held on by face glue. So you don't have any of that fanciful
wonderful
elastic or anything like that. Anyone could catch you up.
Slap it on me.
Come over here.
Can you, could you roll a 1d6 to see how effective that glue is?
I fucking love this.
Let's see if it sticks.
It's a 4, so are we...
It sticks reasonably well, but any firm tug is going to pull that
off.
Can
I roll a deception check just to see how convincing it is?
Dirty dungeon master.
Roll a deception check to see how well you apply it.
That would be a...
Dirty dungeon master.
That's a...
Do you get anything additionally? Applying glue.
Yeah, that's a 25.
25? That's a pretty good bit of deception.
That is some solid deception right there.
I have expertise on deception.
Okay. You deceive the hell out of that.
Excellent. I'm going to look so good.
So did you say a firm tug would pull it off?
Yeah, a firm tug would pull it off, yeah.
Right, just clarifying that. Yeah, okay, cool.
You don't know that, though, Ken.
It looks pretty good.
To the outsider, it looks all right. The other question that I had, probably more important, is...
I don't think so.
Where did we land?
On the beach.
So is there can we not see a town or anything around us?
I will tell you in just a second. I'm just writing down a time frame.
Cool.
Hopefully, old Billy Snakespear is going to do a better job of this particular mission.
If not, I've got my big hand.
I can't wait to see him engage.
I just heard that he got javelined out. I never heard that he returned, so I'm glad that you got him back.
He always returns. He's a flying snake.
Sorry, he's a flying snake. Like I know that automatically. Obviously, Chip, flying snakes always return. Where the fuck have you been living?
Looking around you as you've landed on this beach, you can see a few people going about their sort of daily life. You can see the sort of outskirts of a town, a sort of wooden outposty kind of period town. Nothing, no brick buildings. It's all kind of made out of wood and flotsam and jetsam and bits of, you know, bric-a-brac that can be nailed together to be a respectable looking building, but not the sort of thing you'd find in a high-class city. You see a few old salty sea dog types sitting out on a deck not too far away. It's a sort of roughly constructed bar overlooking the sea. And a sign above that bar reads Nancy's.
Do these sea dogs look saltier than us? Bear in mind, I've got a fantastic beard and an eye patch on.
They look as salty as it is possible
to
look.
How do you describe salty?
Excellent.
What is the definition of salty here? Like, if you're covered in salt,
these fellas up here.
Bearded, sea-worn, sort of
sodium diet. Am I salty?
I would say piratey.
Yeah, leathery skin.
Yeah,
weathered.
Weathered.
Leathery skin.
Like old oak.
Yes.
Gnarled. Yeah.
Like a fine wine.
Well-oiled teak.
And long legs. Yes.
Slightly fishy smelling.
Well above you, atop some cliffs, you can see looming over the island is that fairly imposing looking fort as well.
That's a big one.
What's happening, guys?
Right, we need to find the governor. Maybe someone in Nancy's will let us know where to find him.
Sounds like a plan, Keth.
And they have beer.
I strike up the half a cigar that I've got left, pop it in my mouth.
Let's what ho, landlubbers, I say to the salty sea dogs.
Can I hide between the three of them? Can I sort of like try and hide myself because I feel like I might get ID'd?
Yeah, sure. So you're heading over to Nancy's,
Do I need to roll a deception check to see if I fall the bouncer?
I think that's a stealth check, isn't it, to hide?
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, roll a stealth check.
Actually, is that beard
I'm actually quite
brick.
Stealthy, so that should be right.
I didn't check.
Check
I didn't
the label.
The glue was flammable, but...
Oh, no. Oh, fuck.
Is it fireproof?
Is it a D20? Jim?
Otherwise, you might have to knock those cigars on the head.
Guys, I just want to say, I appreciate you accepting me for who I am so far. You've not asked any questions about it, and I appreciate that. But maybe this.
Is Derek on some kind of moral rampage at the moment to try and get everyone feeling good about themselves?
You guys are solid. Solid
I feel
fellas.
A lot less fucking special, I'm not going
to
lie.
You guys are... I mean...
I'll try and keep the big jokes to a minimum. Depends if you annoy
fine.
Me or not.
That's what I would expect. I mean, Jeff, I can't really see him right now. I don't know where he's gone, but I bloody love that kid. I think, you know, you've done a real good job raising him.
I don't think you need to worry about me here, Derek, because I rolled a 3 and I gained a 3 with my stealth. So I've got a stealth of 6 to try and deceive this bouncer.
Oh, there he is.
Club at this point.
Standing behind that potted plant.
Everyone outside going, guys, I've not got in. Guys, I need to sneak round the back. This is the next mission.
I'll be honest with you, there's not really a bouncer.
It's
not really a bouncer to Nancy's. It's not that kind of place. There's just a sort of... It's not really even any walls to it. It's just a kind of open platform with a bar at the far at the back of it with a...
Is it basically like a Caribbean beachfront bar?
Yeah, like
it is like a Caribbean beachfront bar. And you can see behind the bar is an objectively beautiful woman of uncertain age. I mean, you're not really certain. She could be 20 and have led a fairly tough life, or perhaps she's a very fresh-faced 40. It's hard to tell. In the corner of the bar, there is a cube about 1 foot on each side. And out of that cube, you can hear the sound of music playing. And after a few minutes of you being in the bar, you hear a voice on the device, and it says,
"Good morning! Morning, Falkirk Bay. It's a beautiful day out there. Oh, we've got the perfect soundtrack to your day, so make sure you keep the box turned up. We've got your chance to win an exclusive tour of Falkirk Thoughts coming up later today in the show. But right now, we've got this number one from the Goblin League."
And then there's some more music plays.
Don't you want me, baby?
You guys miss Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. I love that show. Chris Tarrant is excellent.
Oh, Who Wants to Win a Million Gold?
So, what are you doing? You're in this...
I reckon that's Nancy.
I'd like to make a perception check, just scan around the bar, see if there's any scum here, basically. Any people that
scum or villainy?
Yeah, essentially, just to see if there's anybody that has taken particular interest in us or something like that. Sorry,
can I walk up to Nancy and go, "You don't need to see Jeff's identification"?
Yes, you can.
Sam, I was about to ask that Derek buys all of my drinks for the rest of the night, but that works equally as well.
This is not the small boy you're looking for.
I've got my badge. Fuck this. I can buy my own drinks. Guys, I've got this. I've got my sheriff badge. I'm going to put that on and I'm going to act 21, just in case it's American it rules. I don't know what the laws are.
I feel like you
are.
Might have bought all the drinks so far in this whole game.
Yes, let's do this. Let's face it. At 17, who isn't going... drinks, lads. Do you want drinks? You don't want drinks? I'll get around it. Come on, I'll get around it. Jaegers.
Meanwhile, I'm scanning the room.
That's exactly that is verbatim to what happens. That's what Jeff says as he walks in this bar.
Okay, are you going up to Nancy verbatim to try and order these or what?
No, no, I'm walking into the bar going, lads, lads, drink some, you want a drink, drink some, mate. I'll get him, I'll get him. Jaegers,
Jaegers. Are you buying the whole bar?
Are you buying everyone?
I'm talking to you guys, but I'm being really confident.
He's got extra gold.
I'm being overly confident to try and offset the fact that I'm clearly underage, the fact that she'll be like so overwhelmed with the fact that I've got a sheriff's badge that she'll be like, oh, Sam, he's so confident. He's like shouting across the pub, lads, I'll get the drinks in. Who wants Jaegers? He's clearly over the age of buying alcohol. Otherwise, he wouldn't be making such a scene. It's a confidence game.
Okay, so are you going up to Nancy to buy these drinks?
Sound like you've done this before.
I feel like...
Or are you just standing in the doorway just shouting Jaegers?
Oh, yeah.
I'm walking up to the bar. So if Nancy's at the bar, then yeah, I totally am.
Tap bars tend to work, Chip. You mean, yeah.
Well, I didn't... She's the owner. Why is she working on a fucking Saturday night?
Like, how do you know it's a Saturday?
She should have a manager in place right now.
Say your words about it.
Sorry, anyway.
All of this flew through
anyway,
his mind.
She's clearly a very hard-working individual publican, and like, fair play to her.
Hello, my lovey. How can I help you?
Excuse me, love. I fancy getting these lads around. They've helped me out for a couple of... We've had a big win recently. Beers are on me. I want... can we get 4 Jaegers? You don't got any offers on, like, 4,
yeah, okay.
4 for a
yeah,
fiver
no,
or anything?
That's fine, my friend. I'll get you some Jaegers.
So we'll have 4 Jaegers. And Maurus, what are you having?
We'll have a Jaeger as well.
You obviously get the Jaeger. What beer do you want? You want, like, a chaser? Pint of vodka?
Yeah, anything.
All right, 2 pints of vodka, because I feel like Derek's going to want vodka as well.
No. I'll have a cranberry juice, please.
Oh, cranberry juice and vodka for Derek.
No. I don't drink before a job, mate. Cranberry juice.
You're always before a job, mate. Come on, okay. Let's do this. Kef, pint of vodka?
I'll strip the flagon off my belt and just drop it on the bar. Huge thing. It's like, just fill that beer.
Nancy, love, could we please fill this for the big lad?
Hello, my love. Of course I will. No problems.
Is that more than 3 gold? I feel like I'm on captain's wages here.
I put my hand on Jeff's chest and go, I'm sorry, this isn't our first stop. He's had a few previously.
So that's one giant horn of beer. Lovely. That's for you, I think. 2 pints of vodka. Very nice. Okay. 1 cranberry juice with little umbrella.
Thank you, my love.
And 4 Jaegers. Okay. Is that everything, my love?
That sounds perfect.
All good.
Thank
you.
Have you got any pork scratchings or...
Scratchings, you
know, yeah.
Pig snacks. Pig snacks for me.
Pig snacks. Okay, yeah, we've got some of those here. Lovely. Okay, that will be 5 gold then, please.
Here you go, love.
I don't know how much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Lovely. Are you fellas new here?
What gave us away?
Yeah,
The fact that I've never seen you before—that's my way.
we're on holiday.
Normally, Nancy. People just say yes or no.
We're on holiday, actually. Any local spots of interest that we could go to? Any
lovely? Well, we've got the fort. It's nice, but
It's very impressive.
Oh, yeah. There's actually a competition running on our local radio station. I don't know if you heard it playing there. Oh, I do love him. He's so funny. Old Balon Parktree.
I didn't care for it myself.
What?
I'm sorry. I just stopped my taste.
Don't worry about him.
But I'm sure he's got a lot of fans. And, he seems like he's
doing
a good job.
Everyone on the island listens to him. He's marvellous. Now, we've got that competition's running. So that's probably your easiest way to get into the fort, I suspect. Because, I'll be honest, it's been closed off for quite a while. It used to be open for the tourist trade, don't you know? But the governor closed it off a few months back. It's been a bit unusual of late. But they do run another competition, mind you. It's a rather good one. So they do this. You might see the angels walking around. They got a little competition. You sign up to it. They drew a random draw every week. And if you are drawn out, you get to go to the fort as well. It's marvellous. That is like the fort. I'd love to go in myself, mind you. Anyway, so you get to go in the fort and you get to have a little friendly competition with the governor. He's good fun. He's our governor.
What's the competition?
Well, it doesn't say. Just says a competition. And if you win, then you get to live
in the, well, in the posh part of town. There's a, on the other side of the island, there's a sort of gated community, if you will. It's rather posh. They only let you in, though, if you're a resident. You can't just go wandering around, mind you. So it's keep the riffraff out, yeah. Obviously.
Yeah, like us, but they tend, you know. But
yeah,
I'm surprised,
probably not.
I'm surprised somebody as lovely looking as yourself hasn't been let in there, you know, just to brighten the place up a little bit.
Yeah, guys!
Someone's got to run the tavern. Yeah, lovely. Okay. I mean, you're the only person on this island that's ever ordered a Jaeger before. I had to. It's a bit dusty, that bottle. I've had it for probably about 10 years, I'll be honest.
Show me how to do.
Sorry, look, I was just making
these cranberries are nice and fresh, though.
Oh, yes, we've got a cranberry farm just down the way there.
I had a leaflet about your cranberry farm. That's why I decided to bring my my cousins and my nephew here. But I'm
oh,
mostly
lovely.
Interested. You said the fort used to be open to tourists, but it's closed down.
It did, yes. I know.
That's a shame.
It is a shame, actually. I never got around to going to look. I was also busy working at the bar, what with all the tourism we used to have.
Any particular reason why it closed down?
Well, since the fort closed, we've had not so many visitors, really, because, well, if you can't go look around a big fort like that, what's the point in coming to visit? I mean, all the other islands around here, they've got their own forts, I suppose, but ours is the biggest.
Yeah.
It's the most impressive one, I'm sure you can tell.
I was thinking to myself,
when did it stop, Nancy?
If I can't look around a big fort, why did I come here? But then I saw your sunshine face and
lovely.
All's right with the world. But yeah,
you're such a sweet fella.
Why did the fort close?
I don't know. Governor just closed it one day. Said no more.
When was this? When did he close it?
Not so long ago. Maybe a couple of months back. I'm not sure, really. Hard to tell.
Anything strange about it?
Not really, other than it being closed. That's where they take you if you enter the competition with the angels. You might see them walking about.
How can we recognise them?
Beautiful girls they are too.
Any in here?
Yeah.
They got any wings or features like specific coloured T-shirts or?
They do. They wear. It was not. They're all wearing these beautiful red robes. Beautiful they are.
Oh, wonderful!
Mm.
Everyone says they're beautiful.
Oh, I'm sure they're a sight to behold. But
they certainly have got an aura about them.
I can't think of any spot more beautiful on this island than right here where I am now.
Oh, shush you. You're bad.
How do we, you don't know the half of it. I lift up my eye patch and wink at her with that eye and then put it back down.
Sauce.
You mentioned a competition at a radio station. I'd be, how would we enter that?
Oh, yeah, the competition for the radio station. Well, all you got to do is listen. He'll probably be back on in a minute. He'll tell you. He said he was going to tell us all about this week's competition. It's rather enjoyable. They usually have quite good fun with it. I don't know. They haven't announced how they're going to run it this week. Last week, I tell you, it was good fun. There was a special noise. A special noise you had to guess. Would you believe it? Do you know what the noise was? Do you know what the noise was? I'll tell you. I'll tell you. It was the sound of, and you won't believe this, it was the sound of a cranberry being stepped on by a goat. I know! Would you credit it?
That is classic radio, that.
I know, it's marvellous, isn't it? But we had a winner from that, actually. I don't know what happened to him, actually. He was,
Went up to the fort, did he?
He went up to the fort, yeah. I ain't seen him in here for a while, though. He used to come in regular, like. But I guess he is in. I guess he just had a bit of a change of heart after he'd been up there. Maybe he got some prizes or something.
Maybe he was so nice, he decided to stay. You know,
maybe
didn't come
I don't
out.
Know. It's a big place, you know. Maybe I got residents in there. Like I say, never had a chance to go in myself.
I'm sure nothing bad would have happened to him at all.
Why would you say that? It's just our fort.
There's nothing worried. Nothing to be worried about at all.
You know they broadcast the radio station from in there.
Oh, so that's
I know all about it. Yeah, that's where Balon Partridge lives.
It seems like you're a little bit sweet on this Balon Partridge.
He's my favourite fella.
Have I got any reason to be jealous?
No, I never met him, actually. He lives in the fort. He just does his radio, but I love his voice. He's so funny.
Do you not feel like if he's coming from directly from the fort, it might be a bit of a biased radio show?
Well, there's only one radio show here anyway, so...
Oh, definitely.
It's either that or it's silence.
Not... Yeah, you want to listen to the radio or not. That's your two choices.
I reckon we should go in...
Can I take Derek aside for a second?
Yeah, you can.
Hello, okay. Mate. Yeah.
Depending on how many people we can get in, should we take Nancy with us?
Mate.
She seems to really want to go.
Mate. I feel like that would be a really kind thing to do. For you know, I think she seems lovely, bubbly.
Might be the Jaeger and the vodka talking.
It might be
really
cranberry juice talking, but I think that we should take her with us. Yeah,
Jeff, should we get another drink?
I can't drink as much as you. I'm only little, but I am all up for drinking right now. Like, let's have it. Let's have it live, and then let's go and storm a castle.
Jeff,
if by any chance.
You should ask Nancy if she's an angel. That'll get you right in.
Nancy, are you an angel? Because you look like you're
fallen. Oh, stop it. No. You're silly.
Hang on. That line came out wrong. You look like you've fallen from heaven. Hang on. Are you an angel? Because you look like you've had a fall. No.
Is he okay?
Come on.
He's just drunk. Don't mind him.
I'm sorry, Nancy. He's had a fall.
Yeah.
I think he was then.
Who was it in the Jaeger?
He was kicked in the head when he was a smaller child by an horse. And,
he's pretty
not been
small
right
now,
since.
I'll be honest.
I know. Well, imagine the amount of damage it had done to him and all of us collectively.
When do you reckon that radio show's back on again, Nancy?
Well, as you're saying that, you hear the song that's playing on the box come to an end, and
conveniently moving the story along. Finally,
you hear the song finish playing, and the voice comes back on, and it says,
"Well, yeah, the temperature inside these apple pies is over 1,000 degrees, and if I squeeze it, a jet of molten Bramley apple could squirt at you, could squirt at me, could go either way, but either way." One of us is going down. Oh, anyway, hi guys, welcome back to the show. It's 37 minutes to 9. We are having a marvellous day here, and I said I would be telling you how you could win yourself a way into the forts for a marvellous day out with the governor. Oh, well, all you got to do, my friends, is look out for the fugitive. He could be running down your street any time now. If you find the fugitive... All you got to do is stop him, ask him, and say, are you the fugitive? If he says yes because he is, then you've won your way in, and the angels will be there soon to escort you inside for a marvelous day out inside the fort with you and four of your friends. Oh, we've got a marvelous day planned. Glorious skies, no traffic on the roads as ever. Here's the news.
That needs...
Lads, outside, now. Let's go.
Nancy, outside. Out of interest. If we win this competition, would you like to come to the fort with us?
Oh, my dear, that sounds like such a marvellous thing.
I'm not promising anything.
I'll have to find someone to cover here, because I'm the only one that works here, would you believe it?
Shut it down for a little bit. It's not like they're going to buy their alcohol anywhere else.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime.
Those salty lads, they're always here every day. Yeah, they get their sustenance from me. That's pig true. Treats and beer, that's what they live on, and I love it. At that moment, I
see Kev making his way to the door.
I feel like Kev's already outside.
Love to continue talking, but we've got to go find this fugitive so you can have that day.
That's Kes. He's gone. He's outside. Kef.
Maurus,
Derek, we got to go, mate. We got to go. Derek.
So you're outside, Kef?
Yep.
I am.
So as you step outside, a drow woman comes running up to you and she dives towards you, pulls out a small knife, points it at your face and says, "You!
You the fugitive?"
Oh, hey, it's me, James. Just pausing for a quick second for a few quick messages, then I promise we'll be right back to find out what happens next. As always, I want to say a massive thank you from all of us for taking the time to listen to Roll Britannia. We know there are a lot of choices out there, so thanks for giving ours a go. And if you are enjoying it, why not hit subscribe and leave us a review? Reviewing our podcast helps us stand out from the crowd and tells other people like you that our show is worth a listen. Plus, it gives us a warm, fuzzy feeling. And that's good. Did you know you can also find us on Facebook by searching Roll Britannia Podcast, on Twitter at Roll Britannia, and on Instagram at roll.britannia, where you can see extra content from the shows and send us a message, ask us questions, and let us know what you think about the show. I'd like to give a big shout out to Chris Pearson on Twitter, who tweeted us this week saying he'd binged all 12 episodes in less than a week. It's great to have you on board, Chris. Hope you're loving this episode too. Also, shout out to Jennifer Garringer, who, as always, tweeted us an amazing synopsis of the show this week, like every week. We look forward to seeing your tweets and your synopsis each week. We've even decided to name Yennefer in your honour. That's all from me this week. Let's get back to the action. Also, call out to all DMs out there in the podcast world. There's a new Facebook page. It's called D&D Podcast Zone. It's a place where Dungeons & Dragons podcast creators, artists, and fans can discuss, share, and find their favorite Dungeons & Dragons podcasts. Just search D&D Podcast Zone and join in the conversation.
No. Are you?
Of course not. Well,
like we would...
got to go! And she runs past you and sees the next one of you and runs up to you. Who's next?
It's going to be me. Oh, okay.
Oh, good.
Runs,
three me's. Yeah,
runs up to the child of Jeff and points the dagger at you and goes, "You! Are you the fugitive?"
Yeah.
You are! Yes! I found a fugitive. I found a fugitive. Where are the angels?
They're just around the corner. They're just around the corner. If you come with a thing is, as I am obviously the fugitive, I've got my protective crew. They're all around me.
Yeah.
Just in case anything goes wrong. Lads!
He doesn't have time to mention it on the radio show, but you get a complimentary drink. Why don't you go inside and get yourself some shade? Free drink at the bar.
You're not the fugitive, are you? You're lying.
I mean, grab her, lads.
Tell me the truth! Roll deception, please.
19.
Oh.
Oh.
I am the fugitive. I'm the fugitive now.
Okay, yeah, she's convinced you are, in fact, the fugitive. I'm not sure why we're going down this line, but yes, you are the fugitive now to her.
This relentless pursuit of winning. I got more.
It felt like we answered incorrectly the first time, so I felt like there was only one other answer.
Well, I would say like it would just stop her looking. It means one less competitor, right? If she thinks she's already won.
Well, that and the fact that I feel like as we're leading her, we could lead her astray a little bit. We've got her then as part of the band.
Well, you now have a tag along because now she's staying with you because you're officially.
We've lost Nancy,
she's waiting for...
but we've gained a follower.
What's your name? Just for the four.
Yennefer.
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 Oh, that's a nice name.
Do you want a J?
Hmm?
Do you want a J? And he passes her a cigarette because her name's Yennefer. And she clearly
do you have cigarettes?
No, I don't, but Derek has cigars, so.
No. Get away. his jokes are criminal. That's why they call him the fugitive.
What if you're the fugitive? Where are the angels?
We're the angels.
I don't understand. You're a fugitive, but there's supposed to be angels here.
They're in the loo, in the pub.
The only angel I see here is you, my good woman.
He's relentless.
Derek's got a real horn on this episode, hasn't he?
I'm not spending another 15 minutes flirting with you. I'm not doing it.
Take her to bed, Derek! Take her to bed, you can do it!
I'm not doing
Seduce
it.
Seduce James!
Oh, the strong silent type, eh? Oh.
Anyway. Our sandbox environment is going to get smaller and smaller and smaller. You know this.
Next time I write a quest, it is just going to be a linear tunnel and you guys are just going to have to deal with it. There'll be no NPCs.
You guys walk from point A to point B. Nothing of interest happens.
Is that the
it's GoldenEye. It's always going to be, run!
Can I make a perception check to see if I can see anybody suspicious, like running about? Because you said they were running down the street.
Yeah, you go for it, mate. Roll a perception check.
Just because I've been so heavily...
But don't worry, we'll be back in a minute.
Anything but flirting with the dungeon master.
Yeah, because I've been so heavily rejected by this.
I'm going to continue to bold-face lie, this drought. I'm just going to continue to lie to her, trying to continue the convince that I am the one and only. Chesney Hawks.
Plus two.
Chesney Hawks.
14.
Sorry. With a 14, you don't see anyone scurrying about, but you do spot a rather noble-looking iguana just sitting on a rock, and as you look at it, it sort of jumps off and scurries away. And as you're looking around, your eye casts back over the same rock, and you see the iguana there, and it jumps off and scurries away.
There's a glitch in the matrix. Sorry.
I approach iguana.
That means Agent Smith is coming.
Iguana's gone, it's run away.
I look away.
We check Nancy to see if she's morphed into Agent Smith.
There's a bunch of her. I look away from the rock.
Yep.
And then look back.
No iguana there.
I look at the rock.
Dwayne Johnson.
It's a rock.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sorry.
Then behind him, I look at the iguana.
The iguana's gone.
Oh. Can we...
It ran away. It scurried away. I told you.
Derek, I feel like you've seen this. You'd follow the iguana, surely.
I'm not that interested in the iguana. I'm not going to lie. But...
I feel like as it's been quite a crucial point mentioned multiple times, it might be something worth following.
With the pain of rejection hanging over me from this beautiful elven woman... I toddle off to find the iguana.
Let's go after the iguana.
By yourself.
All of us.
You're all going off. Okay, can you all please roll a d20?
We have to roll a d20. Oh, yeah, sorry.
Just roll a d20, please.
Sorry.
I got an 8.
18.
7. Iguana, ask you a question.
So as you're pursuing this iguana across the beach, seemingly out of nowhere... A beautiful red cloaked Asmar woman appears.
Grab her, lads.
Derek starts rubbing his hands together.
Derek walks up and goes, "You are lovely. You're clearly an angel."
And the drow woman who's been pursuing you says, "I knew it! I knew it! I knew you were the fugitive! I've got him! I've got him! I found him! Where's my prize? Where's my prize?" And the Asmar woman just looks at her and says, "There's no prize. They're not the fugitives. Don't be silly." Hello.
Hey.
Derek blushes.
Welcome to the island. Are you going to take part in our competition?
Oh my god, they're anime characters. Yes!
Yay!
I'm so excited for you. Stars.
Speaking of anime, a little bit of blood trickles out of Derek's nose.
Oh, the animator who we end up hiring is going to hate us for this bit. Hey, change
hey guys,
style.
If you want to take part in our competition, all you have to do is put your names down here. And she hands you a clipboard.
Oh, I thought it was going to be a
hate. I would, but I don't have a pen, unfortunately.
Great news. You can use mine. And she hands you a pen.
This looks like it's worth...
How much is that pen worth?
At least about 1,000 gold.
1,000 gold, please.
Where are you keeping that pen? You don't have any pockets.
Wouldn't you like to know, silly?
Well, no, I won't pursue that, no.
So were you all jotting your name down on the sheet?
Yes.
Sam, can I put my name in twice?
Okay, you put your name in twice.
Can I be the last one? Can I put my name down last and try and pocket
You can
the
put
pen?
Your name down last. Roll sleight of hand then, if you want to pocket the pen.
Wicked.
No expertise.
Can I want to challenge the fact that he's going to...
19?
Can I want to challenge the 19? Fact that he's stealing a pen and I want to challenge and tell on him? I know it seems like a dick move, but at this point, I feel like I want to try and correct Derek's moral compass.
Okay, yeah, you try and pocket the pen, and are you going to tell on him?
No, I'm not trying to pocket the pen. I'm just trying to say, hey, don't pocket that pen for Derek.
Say that to him then. Why are you rolling? So just say that.
Hey, Derek, don't pocket that pen. I rolled a 9.
Too late, mate.
Oh, sound.
That went well.
I don't think she heard that small.
I'm on holiday, mate. You have your Jaeger. I have my own little vices.
Fez. Can't argue with that, mate.
Okay. What happens now?
Yeah. So, are we entered in the competition?
Did you steal pens from our goose? How many pens do you have now, Derek?
Six or seven.
You can store them in a beard.
Of course
it's
you do.
It's really convenient.
And one captain's quill that no one saw you steal.
I forgot I stole the pens from our case as well.
You definitely still have that pen. It's certainly not an ethereal pen that vanishes. So...
ethereal pen.
Building a little
Thank
nest
Thank you
deck.
For entering, guys. You'll find out later on today if you're... this week's lucky winner! Yay!
Do we still have to fight the fugitive?
That's one thing you can do. That would get you a special tour. This competition is for something else altogether. This is a competition to see if you can beat our governor in a special game.
Oh, for the...
So essentially, we just tick the we were the guys that tick the terms and conditions without fucking reading it.
You sure did.
We just went, yeah, we'll do it.
Oh, it's like every software update ever. Scroll, 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 scroll. I agree.
Who's getting their ass sewn to their mouth?
Well, this doesn't sound ominous at all.
In that case, guys, what are you planning to do now? You have a drow woman who is somewhat cross with you for lying to her because she's now found out you are not, in fact, the fugitive. She looks very cross about it. And an Azamar woman dressed all in red who is holding a clipboard with you. And you have just signed your names on a document which you didn't even read.
The last time I signed my name down, there was, I don't know about you guys, we were in a bar and there was a creepy man there who like menacingly laughed when I signed my name and sort of led, but it led to meeting some new friends and having some new experiences, which at my point in life is pretty... Derek just starts rambling, like recounting the past events. Yennefer.
I'm going to go back to the other woman and try and explain ourselves a little bit. I know we lied to you. I'm afraid. I'm sorry, but it was a means to an end. And right now, we have found an angel. So surely we have led you closer than you currently were by randomly thrusting knives at blokes' throats. Because let's face it, love, you thrust a knife at Keth's throat, and if he was on a bad day, you'd be fucked up right now.
Let's see him try.
Luckily, we just got off a... What?
Let's see him try.
Hey, Keth! Keth!
What?
She's having you out, mate.
What, that small woman over there?
She's a dark elf and she's 7 foot
four. I'm pretty
four.
Sure she said she wants to arm wrestle harder than
I mean,
Greg
that. Kaufman. That, yeah. That's not. She just, is big, isn't she?
Just tell her how
Hand
you
in
feel.
Front of the mouth. Hand in front of the mouth.
She was just. I thought she was further away than she was.
I probably should have described her at the time, but.
It does change things a little.
While this is going on, can I just...
So, Kev, she's offered you out, mate. I'm going to back away now, because apparently I've done more damage than it's worth.
You've kind of dropped me in it a little bit, yes.
So, have fun with this. Hey, Derek, what's that you said?
While they're cowering from this 7 foot woman, I'd like to just sign both Yennefer and Nancy's names to this list.
Do you know Nancy's or Yennefer's surnames?
I don't know their surnames, but...
Do you want to take a guess?
I just repeat their first name. Nancy, and yeah. I say Nancy Yennefer and Yennefer Nancy.
Okay, yeah, sure, why not?
Just on the off chance.
Okay, you have an entire island to explore. You have just signed your... I'm not going to say lives away, but you've certainly signed your names to a document you didn't read, and you've made a potential enemy and a potential love interest, apparently. And You have...
And they're both the same person.
And you'll find out at the end of the day whether you have won a competition to go and challenge the governor. What are we going to do? What's the plan?
What about looking for the fugitive still? Are we just going to...
Well, we could win this competition anyway, right?
Well, I suppose... Right, lads. So, essentially, we seem to have a few options here. We've got hunt for the fugitive. We found an angel, so
it's
a fugitive
kind of redundant,
not necessarily
right?
going to be too far off. So we've got...
They're everywhere, though.
But it is a little bit redundant. We've got also the option of trying to get into the castle a different route. We've also got this strange woman who's hanging on to us a little bit now that we sort of abducted.
Didn't abduct her. That sounds a lot more sinister than it was.
You led her on.
He lied to
then
her.
Annoyed her, then pointed her at me, is what actually happened.
I'm trying to take notes from Derek here, who seems to be hitting on every single female that we come across. I was just so much more successful. Let's just face it. I'm a young lad. Clearly, I'm much more attractive.
I think you'll find Nancy liked me.
She did, but she didn't follow you to the end of the earth. I did lie to her. Anyway.
I'd follow her to the ends of the earth.
We've got three sort of options. We've got three sort of things going on here.
Depends on what we want to
go. I feel like... Personally,
I'm not going to lie, DM. I feel like the cranberry farm aspect of it may be sort of some off-the-cuff improv.
There's an element where...
that's not related to a quest.
You've got a whole town to go through as well, so it's up to you. You've
if
got,
we went to go cranberry picking, you might get pissed off a little bit, and there might be a little bit more to the story.
Well, last time we were on an island, you moaned about the fact that everything felt quite linear. So, good news, guys.
GTA 5 style. We
I think,
whatever we want.
From my perspective...
I want to mug the local farmer and steal his milk.
His cranberry milk.
I want to corner the market on cranberries.
Can we?
And hostilely take over. Yeah.
You're setting up your own cranberry empire.
I want to set up a stock market that sells purely like cranberries.
And we inflate them between ourselves and then sell them all off.
Yeah, we're slowly marketing this.
Sorry, are you going to be the De Beers of cranberries?
Yes, we are. Yeah,
essentially.
I've got a plan.
What's your Malrus?
Have fun writing that story.
Malrus.
Yeah,
I've got a plan.
What's this? A serious idea?
This is. We can do everything. So just watch.
Okay.
Watch
we
with your ears.
The fugitive. We find the fugitive. We go visit the cranberry farm. Jeff can use his badge of persuasion to buy. then, since we have a whole town to explore, we have a cranberries that we can now sell.
Oh, that's a good idea.
To gain more gold.
I vote. We then have a cranberry festival amongst the town.
We barter our way into the gated community with our cranberries. We set up a competition.
We are successful cranberry farmers.
Don't worry, by this point, it'll only be about 2 p.m, so we'll squeeze it all in.
Within the town, and then we end up getting accepted to a royal invite to the castle. Yeah.
Who needs the competition?
Exactly. We set up our own cranberry-themed radio station.
It's a long con. It's essentially,
competing
like all
station.
Of our missions so far, the long con.
In all seriousness, I think Derek wants to see how the other half of this island lives and go and see the gated community and then wait.
Steal
and
things.
If we don't win the competition, then sneak in. But yeah, and definitely steal things. I mean, they've got gates. Yeah. They can afford other things, right?
I agree with Derek on the front of the fact that I think we should explore. I feel that we should explore, guys, because at the end of the day, if we're exploring, we may run into some nutter running around and calling the fugitive and be like, hey, sound, that's one task done. But in the same time, we could equally explore a little bit, see what's going on, see if there's anything like, hey, maybe there's like a little glowing dot and that's a side quest. Who knows? We might run into anything.
I'm sorry, Malrus. As sound a business plan as you put forward, simply don't think we've got the time. The captain's expected us back on the ship.
When we've got the items. Yeah,
we won't see profits until year 3, maybe year 4.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's what I'm worried about.
It's going to take a while.
And the Dungeon Master is great.
Unless we use strategic advertisement, because I hear that strategic advertisement can help.
The cranberry arc.
I haven't come up with a name for this arc yet, so there's a real chance that's going to happen.
The cranberry arc.
I think
I've got to get rid of this dark elf woman.
Excuse me, love.
You're on the early stages of a fight here, so I think let's resolve that and then let's see what we do.
I'll calm her down. It's fine. We'll go for
okay,
a bit.
What are we doing? This is role play here. Let's calm her down. Okay.
Yennefer.
What?
What's the problem?
Well, you lied to me. Well, you didn't, but your tiny friend did.
Well, how about that?
And then he suggested that
don't
you
worry about
could
it.
Take me. As if.
It's daft, isn't it? Tell you what, how about we all go back to Nancy's for a beer? What do you say?
Are you buying?
Let's forget all about it. I'll buy.
Okay.
But I mean, Jeff will buy. For me.
What? There he goes!
How's that?
He's very excited. He got served.
He's very excited, but he has lots of money, and you drink lots of beer like me. Let's go.
I do like people who have lots of money. Yeah, okay.
Really? Yeah?
Yeah, sounds good.
Let's take this back to the bar.
Okay. Back to Nancy's.
We'll work on our plan in there.
Okay.
Do they have karaoke night or happy hour?
You don't know.
Shut up.
Okay.
Well, as we're walking back to the bar, what else in this town do we see? Does anything stand out from where we've walked to?
Roll history.
Roll history.
Check. Yeah, history check, please.
12.
What do I have in history?
I have not heard the history check so far.
16.
Oh, what's that? What's
16,
you?
Okay.
You are a 6, with history plus 1 is a 7.
Okay.
Two
16s,
a 12, and a 7.
12 and a 7. Okay, the 7, Keth, you think, oh, this place looks not very old. who was the 12?
Perceptive.
With the 12, you think, some of this place looks a bit old, but some of it looks very new.
Gentrification is happening.
That Argus, for a start, has only just opened.
Yeah, there's a. It's not open yet. There's actually a sign that says coming soon.
There's a few new builds amongst
there's
all
like
the old
a
stuff.
Little graphic yeah. Of a couple of there's pre-cast. Like a little graphic of a growing goose. Across the window, the 7 was it 2 17s?
Just an egg. Just an egg.
It's an egg at one end, and there's a goose at the other. End, like all the stages in between.
16, I think. And I think
was it 2 16s? Was it?
Yeah. I think
with the 16s, yeah. You notice that the fort itself is very old. Mm. The town looks relatively new, although weather worn. Although you do notice a strange market stall.
Wicked. I was going to ask if there are any shops.
A little little banner over it that seems to be selling all sorts of bric-a-brac. I mean, on the market stall, are you guys going to go over there on your... Are you going to quickly have a quick squiz?
Is it an Argus Express?
Collection only. have they got any quack and collect is what I was going to say. Have they got any
nice, I like that.
Yes.
Have they got any maps of the island is what I was going to ask.
Any Macs? iMac
I don't know. A map. Yeah. Is there an Apple store?
There is everywhere. Maps. No, it's mostly touristy bric-a-brac. It's just sort of seashells and stuff like that. There's a few ornaments. There's some shot glasses. There's a strange sort of...
Commemorative mugs.
How close are we to the beach? Because is this person running the pool? Is she selling seashells by the seashore?
She certainly is.
Oh, God.
She certainly is. On the stall, there's sort of seashells, those little bottles with different colour sand in. There's a sort of... A small sort of orb type thing with a weird engraving on it. That's sitting there.
Can I pick that up? Take a look at it.
It's up to you. I mean, it's a market stall, so.
Do you mind if I.
Guys,
mind if
hang
I
on.
Pick up your.
Guys.
Little orb there.
Guys, don't touch it. Don't touch it. Don't touch it, guys. I don't think we should touch anything that's randomly glowing. Let's face it, the last time I touched something that was randomly glowing, I got shot across the room.
That is true.
Luckily, I had a good forethought, got me lucky marigold. So, can we... I don't think we should touch this. Let's just leave it alone.
Has a point.
Derek's trying to do a little bit of an impression of Captain Timbers and go like...
right.
Do you know...
Meta.
Do you know the... the way to the gated community that we've heard about round here?
Sure, mate. It's up there. Follow the road all the way up to the right and just keep going till dawn.
Oh.
First star to left.
Dawn?
You know? It's just an expression, as they say, you follow the road round the island, and if you don't turn off and wander through the jungle, then you just get to this big gate. And behind that gate is what they call the gated community.
Have you have you seen anybody come in and out of there by any chance? People go
if
there.
Let me ask you this, my friend. If you see a man here before you selling bric-a-brac by the seashore, I am literally selling seashells at the seashore. Does that strike you as the type of person that has much to do with a gated community?
I see a budding entrepreneur with a local business.
Who might like to know his fancier clientele.
Just wondering. Listen, I'm going to be straight with you because I can't be asked to do this accent anymore. We've heard people go into that fort, don't come out. Does the same happen with the gated community?
I wouldn't know, my friend. Listen, it's lunchtime. I'm going on break. And he puts a sign that says gone fishing on the stand and walks off.
Derek is going to steal the most valuable item he can from the stand.
Okay.
The guy walks away.
Oh, God.
Roll an insight check.
Insight check?
Insight? Yeah, I think insight to know what's the most valuable thing there.
It's a natural two.
Can I steal the gone
natural
fishing
two? Pick up a broken comb.
Can I attempt to steal the most valuable
Can
thing?
Can I try and steal
there?
The gone fishing sign?
Again, insight check.
I just want the gone fishing sign. What do I need to roll for the gone fishing sign?
17.
Yeah, I mean, you see a few nice looking polished stones, sort of gems, the sort of, you know, those little geodes that you get sometimes. A couple of those. There's some of those there. Yeah. There's a relatively large geode. It's quite pretty. That's got the largest. It's got the highest price tag on it.
I'll have that then.
James, DM, what do I need to roll to steal the gone fishing sign?
I mean, if that's what you want to take, you can.
I'm not necessarily stealing in the sense of theft because of theft.
Peer
I'm
pressure.
Stealing in the theft because of usefulness and the fact that everyone else
he just wants to be cool.
I feel like,
yeah. Okay. Well, if you want to take the gone fishing sign.
So I think
you're going to hang that off the bass.
I mean, just
I'm not going to steal anything.
The next time we come across a door that we don't want anyone to enter, we can put that up and boom, no one's entering.
So you're walking. Are you walking back to Nancy's now then?
Yeah.
I'm quite tempted just to spin Yennefer a couple of coins and let her go for a beer on her own just to get rid of her.
You might need to bribe her because she has just seen you steal those things.
I've been feeling guilty and I'm going to quickly nip back and quickly replace the gone fishing sign because I feel guilty.
Okay. So good.
Are we headed towards the...
back to the group. Hey, guys!
We headed to the gated community then, or we...
Are you heading to Nancy's or the gated community?
Let's go back to Nancy's. We'll stick a tab open for her. I'll stick a few quid behind the bar and then we'll fuck off.
Sound like it.
Okay. So you all head back to Nancy's and you go inside and put a few quid behind the bar and you're all going to drink and have a nice time for a minute and just keep young Yennefer entertained and say, look, we'll start a, you know, you tell her you've started a tab and she can have what she likes to drink and all these things. And as you're inside, you don't notice the door to the fort open and close once because, well, why would you?
I feel like we should be more perceptive here, guys. Maybe we should have a look around and we'll know what's going on more.
Yeah, bin Yennefer. She's done. Let's go outside.
Can we all get up and slow-mo walk out of the bar like they do in the films when they walk away from explosions?
Are you blowing the bar up?
Leaving?
No, we're not blowing the bar up.
No,
but
just
you know, the...
leaving Yennefer in the background, just sort of like slowly downing shot after shot, thinking that we're doing a train as well, and we've just flopped up.
Now the crew have again made land, and once more got their feet in the sand. Old Mauer's got a gift from his brother, though last time he saw him, they were chased by another.
Derek acquired some temporary facial hair, then used it to flirt with a barmaid he found there. Will our heroes investigate the fort or the cranberry farm? Or will they find the fugitive or come to harm? And will they go with Nancy or the dark elf Yennefer? Find out next time on Roll Britannia.
Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Do you want bonus audio?
I think what we've done all day, by the way, guys, is yes and, yes and, yes and now we're just, why?
A cow's life begins, like many of us, as an egg. Squeezed out seemingly at random by the gentle grazer, the cow seems unbothered by its brown offspring.
I had the murder wall. I was trying to figure it out on my kitchen wall with names, post-its, string and the lot.
Is that brother Pratt?
I don't know how to do things with my mind.
You've got to find a way to do this. I know it's inside you. You're a silver bow.
Come give it to me, buddy boy.
Okay.
And as he approaches me, I'd like to twist his nipples.
I can tell you for definite exactly where the inspiration for Nancy came from.
Go on.
Careful, just swallow it all.
Like a good boy.
And if he does get sliced by the glass, he'll just try and
start it out.
Like, yeah.
Well, join the Royal Britannia Patreon. Available now.